Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Carew reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Box settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford is hit by the pitch. Shiles moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to third for the out. Pruitt moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Cubbage reaches third base with a triple. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cubbage tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Carew reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bostock bunts towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norris. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Weiniger scores. Cusick goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Gorenski now playing left field. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kendall moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Norris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Kendall scores. It's 8-1, Twins. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Jim Kern now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Carew hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norris. Carew reaches second base with a double. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 10-1, Twins. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorenski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Bostock moves to third. It's 11-1, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Cubbage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.